Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You should all have in front of you the half-sheet sermon outline. If you don't have one, would you raise your hand, please? And one will be brought to you. There we go. And behind you, there we go. Would you read together with me from the screen our sermon title for today? Need some comfort, based on Isaiah chapter 40. It simply says, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. And we just sang a hymn that was entitled, what? Comfort ye my people. Well, how do you like life these days? Floods? Landslides, COVID pandemics, family needs, health issues, financial concerns. Say it with me again, the sermon title. Need some comfort? Isaiah 40, verses 3 to 5 says, a voice cries, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain be made low. The crooked places made straight. The rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it. Did you hear what Isaiah says? Every mountain and valley will be leveled. Get the bulldozer in here. Get that blasting crew in here. Prepare the dynamite. Hurry up with the earth movers. That's what we hear from the prophet Isaiah. This is a hard hat only text of Scripture. A highway's going through. It's not going around the valleys. It's not going around the mountains. There will be no longer any valleys or mountains. You see, this highway that's coming is Jesus Christ the Lord in His advent. God is on the way. And God does not reroute for anybody. Nothing can stand in the way. If you stand in the way of God's coming, you will be bulldozed. This is why John the Baptist, some 700 years after Isaiah's words, says this. John cried out. You heard me read it in Luke 3. John cries out, prepare the way of the Lord. Repent. Get ready. John wasn't concerned about mountains being run over. He came to see that people didn't get flattened. You see, lives that are not on the level, lives that are not right with God, Isaiah says, will be bulldozed and blasted away. Now, during this Advent season, that's why we've got the tree, that's why we've got the wreath, during this Advent season, go ahead, get all excited about Christmas coming. Get all excited about Jesus the Savior being born, of course. But the old prophets of God, Old Testament prophets of God in the Scriptures, also warn about His coming. Isaiah says, prepare. John says, repent. And Malachi says, who can endure the day of His coming? Advent is a time of hope, but also Advent is a time of repentance. When the Lord comes, anybody standing in His way, says Isaiah, will be bulldozed. Now, Isaiah begins chapter 40 with these words, comfort, comfort you, my people. But then he powerfully declares the bulldozing judgment of God's coming. So I ask Isaiah, where is the comfort in that? Hear what else is said in Isaiah's words. All flesh is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon them. The grass withers, the flower fades. Where is the comfort in that? Sounds hopeless. Sounds like we're all like grass clippings that are mowed down and thrown out, like flowers beautiful for a couple of days and then wilting and drooping and then dead. But we all know it's accurate, isn't it? Take a look at your own life. hair loss, hearing loss, aches and pains, a step slower than last year, clothes don't fit like they did last year, another birthday. All constant reminders that time is passing. The grass withers, the flower fades, and we are fading already. My friends, you know what it feels like to feel like you're withering. You know the realities of living in a sinful world, of losing a spouse to death, of children making bad life choices, of parents making bad life choices, of finances not making ends meet, people letting you down, life speeding by so quickly. And the scripture says, a voice cries out, the grass withers, the flower fades. Where, for goodness sake, is comfort in that? Are you ready for some good news? Let me ask you again, are you ready for some good news? Well, because, my friends, we are withering and fading, because our life changes and speeds by so quickly, it is indeed comforting to hear the voice of God so clear and strong in Isaiah 40, verse 8. Listen to what the Lord says. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Now, how does that sound? If we want to be tough and big and independent and stand up to Almighty God as we are with all of our sin, if we're going to set ourselves up as mountains in God's way, then the last thing we want to hear is a voice of God that moves mountains. But if we confess and realize that we are sinners, that we really are like grass that withers and flowers that fade, then that's the voice of God that lasts forever that we want to hear. A voice that's strong and clear. A voice whose promises will come true. A voice that can give us the strength and certainty we lack. A voice like that was recorded in Isaiah 40. Please listen carefully to these words. Behold, the Lord your God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead those who are with young. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem. Cry out to her, cry out. Her warfare is ended. Her sin is pardoned. Now here's comfort. Not a wish or a nice idea, but a promise that something is going to happen. In fact, something has happened. The Lord God has come, as Isaiah knew, as John proclaimed. What do you think Christmas is all about? Isaiah looked ahead to days beyond his time and declared, the word of our God stands forever. And the first gospel, first chapter of John, chapter 1, John says this about the word of God that stands forever. John wrote, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In John's gospel, the word is a title for Jesus. The word became flesh means Jesus was born at Bethlehem. The eternal Word of God became flesh, became a human being, was born of the Virgin Mary. My friends, Jesus has come. Jesus has lived. Jesus has died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world. Jesus has risen from the grave. Jesus has won the victory over sin and death and the devil. And as Isaiah foretold, because of that, we quote Isaiah, our warfare has ended. Our sins have been pardoned. This is indeed what our Lord Jesus Christ says to you when you come forth to receive his precious body and blood in Holy Communion. He says to you, your warfare has ended. Your sins are pardoned. Isaiah promised, the Lord will feed his flock He will gather his lambs. He will carry them in his arms. Jesus is here today feeding and gathering and carrying you. He's holding you as a shepherd holds a lamb close to his heart. Now, Isaiah told us that we are like withered grass or fading flowers. We were talking about this with elders in prayer, and I want to ask you, do you remember, and by the way, we're at our sermon conclusion if you're following your outline. Do you remember the old practice of placing special flowers between the leaves of a heavy book to press them and save them because they're precious to you? Do you remember that practice? Special flowers like a high school formal dance or a graduation or a wedding. My dear wife still does that today with flowers and especially bright colored fall leaves. She presses them and dries them in a specially big, heavy baseball book that I have in one of my collections. We might say today, according to this text, as we confess that we are fading flowers, we confess that our Lord Jesus is carefully picking up faded flowers like you and me, pressing them gently to a page in God's book to preserve and keep us forever. We may be sinners, but Jesus loves and forgives sinners. We may be aging, but in Jesus Christ we have eternal youth and eternal life. We may feel withered, but at the end of every day, our Lord Jesus is with us to strengthen us for tomorrow. We may think our dreams and our plans are coming to nothing, but Holy Scripture tells us that Jesus has plans for us beyond our wildest dreams. When the voice of the Lord speaks these promises, nothing can resist him. As Isaiah said, and I quote, "Our God will make straight in the desert a highway, make hills and mountains level, make the rough places in our lives smooth." That is the voice of the Lord. There's power in that voice. There's also comfort in that voice. My friends, need some comfort? Please say after me, "The Lord is my comfort." The Lord is my comfort. The Lord is my comfort.
The Lord is my comfort.
In the name of Jesus, amen.